So great to be learning together to do a tshuva together each week. Svar tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef. We're going to be discussing an excellent tshuva that Rav Avadya wrote about inspecting your tefillin and a mezuzot. Now, there are some people have this practice every Chodesh Elul. Of course, Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul is going to be Thursday, Friday, Wednesday night. Friday, so you have to start getting ready for Chodesh Elul. So some people have a minhag during Chodesh Elul to inspect the tefillin, the women, everybody, inspecting the mezuzot. So is this required? Is it not required? So let's see what the sources are going all the way back. So we have a machloket already, two versions of the following story. In Yushalmi and the Mechilta. So here tells us in the Mechilta, Yushalmi says as follows, that there's a machloket between Rabbi and Rashbag, how frequently you have to inspect tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says once every 12 months, and Rashbag says you never have to inspect it. And he quotes Hillel Zaken, quotes a story about it, that he said how tefillin elu me'avi amima hen. I'm wearing my mother's father's tefillin. Like I saw, by the way, Rav Soloveitchik wear his great-grandfather's tefillin. It can last for generations, so it didn't need inspection. So you see, it doesn't need inspection, Hillel. So there's nothing more to talk about. We follow Hillel. And the story should be over. However, here's the problem. You look in the Mechilta, that's the Medrash Halacha to Sefer Shemot, you find actually just the opposite. Shammai who says you have to inspect it every 12 months. And, Beit Hillel says you have to inspect it every 12 months. And Beit Shammai is the one that says that he has a tefillin, or Shammai himself, these tefillin are from my mother's father. So, who's the one that's saying that it needs tefillin, the inspection every 12 months or not every 12 months? Is it Hillel or Shammai? That's a dispute between the Yushalmi and Mechilta, and we follow Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai. So whatever Hillel say, whatever you figure that out, that's who the halacha is going to follow. So this is a very serious issue. So what do we do? So we have already the Rambam, the Goni, and the Shulchan Aruch. And you should make this very simple. The Rambam says straight out, he's posek like Hillel. In fact, he specifically quotes the Hillel. He quotes the Yerushalmi's version, as the Rambam is very fond of the Yerushalmi, generally speaking. And the Rambam writes as follows, that you don't have to inspect them even after many years. It talks about the story of Hillel Zaken, that he says the tefillin is from his mother's father. So you don't have to inspect it. And the Orchard Chaim says that even though the Chachmei Tzorfat, their minhag, was inspected every year, but from the Tshuvat HaGeonim, say that you don't have to inspect them even for 50 years. Because unlike mezuzot, that's straight out, you have to inspect it twice every 7 years. That's not aired out, but the tefillin are aired out. You put it on, the men put it on every day, almost every day, and therefore it gets aired out, and it's going to be okay. It's interesting, there's more of a concern for the tefillin that's not used. If it's not used, then it doesn't get aired out. So it's kind of like, well, there's a makor, halachic makor, where you say use it or lose it. You don't use it, it's a problem. So Shulchan Aruch says it's also the same thing. You don't have to inspect it. You never have to inspect tefillin. Shulchan Aruch says inspect mezuzot, but not tefillin. So this should be an open shut case. Well, not so simple. Because the Knesset HaGedolah and the Magen Avraham said, no, we've inspected the tefillin and we find their problems. So even though in theory the halacha is, they don't have to be inspected. They have a chazkat kashrut. But l'maaseh, they find problems. I once had my own tefillin. I just brought it for a routine check, and there was a problem. He showed it to me. I even keep it. That the ink leaked. I think it was because I kept my tefillin in the trunk of my car, which, by the way, a really, really bad idea. Maybe that's why it's good to do it in Chodesh Elul, the end of the summer, is see if you've messed up the tefillin in the that you're wearing. The tefillin you're wearing could really get messed up wearing it in the wearing it in the summer. And it can be a serious issue. So therefore, bottom line, tefillin needs to be inspected. In theory, it doesn't, but l'maaseh it does, because we find problems. Now, how often should it be? So Rav Avadya quotes Mate Ephraim, Kisur Shulchan Aruch, these important svarim, Keren Shlomo, other achronim that say that you should inspect every Chodesh Elul. Anil Dodi V'Dodi Li, that's what Elul stands for. The love for Hashem, love for us. Hashem wears tefillin, we wear tefillin, so we should inspect our tefillin, so it represents our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that may be made too much. And you speak to the Sofrim, they say you're going to inspect it, you're going to over-inspect the tefillin, it's going to take away from the quality of the tefillin. Because every time you have to break them open, it's going to take away from the quality. So therefore, the moderate approach is the best thing here. In mezuzot, make sure to inspect it every 3.5 years, and really do it. It's really worth doing it. And the tefillin also, every 3.5 years. It's a good policy, it's the right way to do it, and it's maybe halacha l'maaseh necessary by the tefillin, but it's definitely necessary in mezuzot. But the world of reality teaches us in tefillin, you really should do it. Wishing everybody a Shavua Tov, with much bracha, and much briyut, and Chodesh Tov.